are on Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Beis. We had learned yesterday three Oifanim how to understand the Machloikis of Rameyer and the Chachomim. Rameyer says that it is impossible for a Eved to be Poide himself al Yidei Atzmoi, because Rameyer holds Ein Kinyin le'Eved v'loy Raboy. The Gemara throws in also Ein Kinyin le'Yisha v'loy Baila. And the Rabbanon say, no, Yesh Kinyin le'Eved v'loy Raboy. It is not a 100% true statement that the Eved cannot possess Momenus Yesh Kinyin le'Eved v'loy Raboy. And we hear three mahalchim how to explain the machlokes, and let us just briefly summarize, and then we'll see Taisvit. Al Kaponim, the way Rashi said Pshat. The first mahalach was that the Rachamim hold if a matone was given to the Eved, and this was not given with the intent that it should end up by the Odoim, so the Chachamim hold that there's no din of Maisa Yodov belongs to the Odin. He belongs to the Odin. Mitzioso belongs to the Odin. But Amatone that was given to the Yeved remains by the Yeved. And therefore, so according to the Chachamim, there is such a concept of Kesef Al Yedei Atzmai. Rameya holds it's not true. Whatever the Eved possesses automatically is the Odin's. That was the first Mahalach. The second Mahalach, B'Shem Rav Sheshes, was that everyone agrees to Rav Meir. If a person gives a matone to the, Eved, even though he did not even intend it should go further to the Odin, but that is Ein Kinyin le'Eved b'loy Rabbi. Automatically, whatever he possesses will automatically belong to the Odin. Now the Machlokes, Rameyim the Chachamim is, if he said, Al Menash She'ein le'Rabbach Rishus Boy. That the Matane was given with a condition that this is given, that it should remain by you, and it should not belong to the other. So there we had explained yesterday that the Chachamim hold, well, it's not going to belong to the other inside the side. I mean, if I said Al Menas, if it won't belong, to the other, it won't belong. That's for sure. Either it won't belong to you, or but to the other Zichanah. That was the condition that was said. So the Chachamim hold, well, if a person is giving money and explicitly saying that Al Menash in L'Rabach Rishus Boy, that he can be Zeichen, it's my money, and I'm not giving it that it should belong to him. So since the acquisition of the Odin is impossible because of the Tanai, so then the Eved could be Zeichen himself. That means normally, if it's the Eved, it's the other. But if he said close that it's I'm giving it Amanashe L'Rabach Rishus Boy, so then it remains by the Eved. And we said Rameya holds that it's Masna Mashikosa Bateir. You can't make such conditions if Ein Kinyin LeEved B'Loy Raboy, and you can't make such conditions, and you're giving it to the Eved, and automatically it belongs to the other. And you cannot throw in such conditions. That was the second mahalach to explain the machlekes Rameh and the Chachamim. And then we hear the mahalach of Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo said, no, everyone agrees to Rameh. Amanashin l'Rabach l'Shusboi will not help at all. Amanashin l'Rabach l'Shusboi, it's let's say it's master mashikosu, but whatever, you can't make whatever belongs to the eved belongs to the yodin. You cannot govern the flow of bilus with any tnai whatsoever. Now, what is the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim? The machloikis is if the eved was given the money al menash sheteitse by lacheiris. That means the bilus of the eved was not for all purposes. It's only yours that takes. For any other purpose, it's not, I'm not giving it to you. It's not yours. It's only yours. So here we already whittled the bilus of the Eved. So if we whittled the bilus of the Eved, so here the Chachamim holds, so it doesn't apply the concept of and Kinyan Levit Beloy Rabbi. He only has a Kinyan Shetaytse by Lecheiris. He doesn't have more than that. So that can't belong to the Rabbi. And here again, Rameya says, no, it doesn't work. We have to understand, but you can't have such a thing, and Kinyan Levit Beloy Rabbi. Whatever he has, doesn't has. You whittle it down, but whatever it is, it belongs to the Yodin also. You can't stop the bilus by the end. So this was the three mahalchim, how to explain the machlokes, the Rameya and the Chacham. Now let us see the bottom place this, and now we're going to go more or less lahalocha. How do we pass it? The Rabbi Lozer Omer Kol Ki Hay Gavne Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, now we have a three-way machlokes between the three of how to understand the machlokes. Rabbi and the Chachamim, and the halachic Rameya. Number one, we pass it like Rameya. Then kinyan levit beloy rabbi, then kinyan leisha beloy bailo. That's number one. And how do we understand the machlokes? Believe in the Rav Sheshes. The halacha we pass in the way Rav Sheshes define the machlokes. The muki pluk the Rav Sheshes says the machlokes is ki. The machloikis is, if he made a tnai that your bailus should not extend by you becoming a bailim, it should not extend to the other. So this is a machloikis Rameya the Chachamim, and we paskin like Rameya. But if he's going to be magbul, he's going to whittle down the bailus of the eved. That's rabsheishes. Period. That's the psak. Now, the Rabbi Netam is going to explain how he derived this conclusion. We learned in the Dorim as follows. Hamader es chasonoi. A person, a father-in-law, made a neder that his son-in-law cannot have any hana from him. He'd love to give money to his daughter, but he has a problem. I mean, the daughter is married to his son-in-law, and whatever is going to give to her is automatically the his son-in-law will be zeichen this money. So that's a problem. So how does he overcome this hurdle? Oymelo, aremoy sa'ilu nesunim lecha b'maltona. I'm giving this to you b'maltona. Ubelvad, shleyei lebailach rishus ben. You don't have rishus. He doesn't have rishus in this money. That's like amanash ei lebailach rishus boy. Ella, but he's myself. Mashat noises b'neisanes lepich. It's only yours what you put into your mouth. It's not yours for anything. It's only yours for eating purposes. That means whatever you'll decide to eat, you put in your mouth, that, then it's yours. Till then, it's not yours. When you put into your mouth, you buy a slice of bread, well, the bread is mine. It's my money. It's my dust. You put it into your mouth, oh, now it's yours. Now it's yours for the end. So I'll kapon him, and when it's in her mouth, it's not shayach, that it should be, we consider it his. Anyway, v'koma alo v'gemore, omara, Rav says, that it only works Loshan El Damalo Mashav Neses when they send us Lusayrpi. That's the only condition that will help. Avlim Omalo Mashatir Tsitasi, but if he'll say Mashatir Tsitasi, you can do whatever you want with it. That means he's not Magbul of Bailus, even though he says I'm a Nash Ela Bailach Rishus boy. Is then Kone Yasim Baal. Then the Baal is Kone, it will not help. So Rab says it will only be good if you'll be Magbul her Bailus. You'll whittle down her Bailus. So it's only hers to eat. So then the Baal won't be Zeichen. But if it's us for everything, forget about it. So then the Baal is Kone. That's what Rav said. Asi, whatever you want, you can do. Leikoni yasein bal. Umasi keman ozlo shmeita de rav kerameya. V'kaimon ilzus et kvosi de rav bisuri. So now Taisa says like this. The machloik is over there between Rav and Shmuel. Do we paskin like Rameya or don't we paskin like Rameya? But so Rav says the Mishnah goes like Rameya, we paskin like Rameya. So therefore, in order, according to Rameya, in order for her father to give her something, the only way can be if he's magbul her bilus, he whittles down her bilus, he says it's yours only for eating, then lemaise, then the husband isn't safe. But less than that, the husband is safe. So now we have here a Gemara. The Gemara says two things. Number one, the Gemara says that Rav holds like Rav Meir. Number one. Number two, Shmuel holds like the Chacham, but Rav holds like Rav Meir. And we see, according to Rav Meir, if you will whittle down her bailus, then if the Rav Meir is made. So this is Rav Sheshes in our sugya. Rav Sheshes in our sugya said that only Amanash She'ein La'odin Rishus Boy, according to Rav Meir, doesn't help. But if he'll say Taka, it should be yours, Amanash She'teitza L'cheiris, then it'll help if according to Rav Meir. This is Rav Sheshes in our sugya, and this is Rav Mesechtes Nedonim, And we came along, Hilchis the Kibose the Rabbi Surah, we paskin like Rav, the Ava got the Plikinam in Yamami, we come up among Yim Isure Itchel. That means there we have a Machloikis and Hilchis Nidorim and Hilchis Isurim. In Isurim, Rav was the Poisik, we paskin like Rav by Isurim. So we see Klaw that Rav says, according to Rav Meir, Amanashe by Lachishus boy will not help, but if he whittles down her bailus, the elamat elamashat noises neisenis lepir. So then, a fill according to Rameya will help, and this is Rav Sheshes. So Taisva says, since the shaila of the Gemara. The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over there in the Dorim pertains to Hilchos in the Dorim, so that's a shaila on Hilchos Issur. So we have this klal, and Hilchos Issur we paskin like Rav on his chaylik with Shmuel. Mashma d'aloche kerameya, d'arav koi kavosei, v'haynu al kochoch alibe d'arav sheshes. So this whole explanation is only according to Rav Sheshes, Dila Rav Eleza, Afilu L'Rav Meya, Afilu Machav Neisenes L'Pich, Kone Yasein Baal. So he also is kind of, whatever she has, he has automatically. You can't whittle down, you can't in any way prevent the kinyan of the Baal. K'may She'ein O'Moyel Al-Menashe Teitzi L'Cheres. Ela kochoch kerav sheshes v'loy kerav alezes filo l'rav v'shmur shma mino l'rav sheshes amanash ateitze boi so that's number one. And shma mino l'rav sheshes amanash ateitze boi l'cheres moy l'kul alma k'mo sha'at noisenes l'pich v'moy l'afilo l'rameh. That means, says this, Agamara didn't say this beferish. Agamara said, we could learn perhaps pshat na Agamara, that Rav Sheshes was machadish, that according to the Chachamim, a Menashe and Larabach, the Shus boy is sufficient. Ramei holds it's not good. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, I feel according to the Chachamim, it's not good according to the Rabbanan also. But could be according to Ramei, I feel a Menashe takes a Lecheres, is also no good, according to Rav Sheshes. Could be the whole Chiddush of Rav Sheshes is only in the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold, Amnashen L'Rabach Rishus Boy is good. But Taisa says, you see from the Gemara Nedarim, Klonit, not like that. See, according to the Gemara Nedarim, which Al-Koch is going according to Rav Sheshes, that, according to Rameya, Amnashen Taisa Be'Lecheres, which is equivalent to Mashe Adnoises V'Neisanis Lepich, is good according to Rameya. So that's it. Va'oid ma'isi raya da'alochi k'rav sheshes mi'perik ben soire u'moire. Damrin and Hossam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, ben soire u'moire einu chayiv ad sheyoichal mishel oviv mishel imoy. He had a steal from his father and from his mother. Uporich b'gmore imoy minolo. Others, his mother, that fighter belongs to the father. Everything belongs to the father. Ma shekonsa isha kona baylo. Umishani kshenosnu lo acherim al menash shein le baylo rishuspehem. Someone gave her food. Al menash shein le baylo rishuspehem. Va'ashna. Vishloime le Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, Mikomokim osi lechalapoches miyekerabonon. So it's going according to the Rabbonon. That means, Mashe lebalach reshus boy, according to the Rabbonon, that helps. So Yenigmo is going according to the Chachamim. Elal Rabbi Lezer, but according to Elal Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, le osi dos, loikerameh, loikerabonon. It doesn't go according to anyone. So again, we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we pass the light of Sheshes. Vo'oid ma'isi raya, a third raya, that we pass the light of Sheshes, mehi de psochim perika isha. Gabi ha'ema la'avdoi, a person told his Eved Knani, shchoit olai Pesach. You should check the Kolben Pesach. Then he specified, he asked him, what did the Shkom Pesach be? A goat or a sheep? He told him. Fine. There is always. So then, when he came to Yerushalayim, v'shachach ma'omo le'rabbi. Now, there is a predicament over here. That means, he gave him money to shecht HaKolben Pesach. He specified clearly, I told you a, and whatever it was, now his mind is a blank, so what is he gonna do? The autumn is coming, he's gonna wait for a sheep that were, a Kolben Pesach that was geschochten for him, which was purchased for him, and now, but he doesn't know what he wants to purchase. We told him to purchase a sheep or a goat. So the Gemara says, you know what, you buy two Kolben Pesachs. And one a sheep, one a goat, and you make that tonight. That if, the Kolben Pesach has to be Lemluyov, you have to, it's not Stamazai. So you make it tonight. That if the Odin said he wanted a sheep, so the sheep is his, and the goat is for me. Or not, it's the opposite. How could the Eved buy a Kolben Pesach for himself? He fight the Odin's money, so how could he buy for himself? Mishani, going to Aknile, someone was mocked at the Mamanashe, Le Rabbi Rishusboy. So Mamele, so he has money. That's how he got a hold of money. Vahainu, again. So this is also Kerab Sheshes. Avo Le Rabbi Lozo, the Gemara should have said a different Kerab, so look Mishan Meloi, not he told Mamanashe, Le Rabbi Rishusboy. Al Menashe Taitzi Yidei Pesach. It's you'll be yotzei the Korban Pesach. Period. So the Rabbeinu Tam had three Gemaras. One Gemara in the Dorim, he showed that we paskin like Rav Meir, Aliba de Rav Sheshet. From the other two Gemaras in Sanhedrin and Psachim, we see we paskin Rav Sheshet al Kaponim, not like Rav Loza. That's what we see, because the Gemaras only shtim with Rav Sheshet. Vices, we paskin like Rav Sheshet. I mean, the Gemara could have said the different akim to that. It's because of a match at my says when they send us for Sayyid Pir. Or by Kobin Pesa. The Gemara said, Mashal Abba for Shuzboi. So the Zicha, those Gemara are going to leave it there, Rabbonim, but we see from the Gemara that we paskin like Rav Sheshet. That is Shitas or Rabbeinu Tam. Ach Riyoyma, the Ri said, Dein Raya Vloimat Aloche Kerav Sheishes Vahidu Nidorim Umi Perig Ben Soire Tohosom Mituk Mishapir Afilu L'Rabbalozo. That means that the Rabbeinu Tam proved it according to Rabbalozo. So Memele National Abba, according to Abelosa, according to Rameya, Mashat Moses in the sentence would not help, according to Abelosa. According to Abelosa, Amnashin Rabba, the Labaila Fashuspa won't help. Zok Taisvez, the Yesh Lechalek Ben Isha Le'evet. That means we can differentiate between the schusim that a baal has the ishtoi and the schusim that an odin has in an ebeknani, umatzinu lemeima, afilu l'rabbeloza the oma l'rameya afilomu l'menashe teitzebei l'cheires kona rabbon. There is no way that you could prevent the kinyan of the rabbi according to rabbeloza libe l'rameya. Yachaliyah is the Be'isha Leikona Habal. By an Isha, since the Kinyan of the Baal is not as absolute as the Kinyan of an Odoin, some Mele, so Eitzes that do not help for an Eved could help for an Isha. Sharei, Einam Shavit. You can't compare an Isha to an Eved now. Shein yad ha'isha ki yad ha'bal k'moish yad ha'eved ki yad ha'bal. Not the same. V'teida, I'll bring you two lies. The ilu im nosan ha'bal matona li'ishtoi. What if ha'bal gives a matona li'ishtoi? It should be yours. Konsul le'gamri. So it's ours. Ve'en ha'bal le'chol peiris. G'disa perik cheska sabatim. So that means we have a concept that a woman can possess money, b'chaye baila, through a matone a yidei abal. Ilum nosa matone l'avde l'kone abet klal. V'oi teida, a second raya, sheinam shavim, shrei im nosnu acherim matone l'ebet stomim. If others give a matone l'ebet, zocha harab, so it belongs automatically to Rav, Bein Beguf, Bein Beperes, Tein Kinyin Le'evet B'loi Rabboi Hainu, Shein Kinyin Le'evet Klal. Someone gave a matona to the Evet without Dreidlach, so it belongs completely to the Rav. Yesh L'Rav Guf U'Peres. And what is the din by an Isha? Vim Nosno Acherem Matona Le'isha, Ein la baila ki im peiris. There the baal has only the peiris of the matan. Aval guf shalo. The ha da ein kini le isha b'loi baila hain isha baal eichu peiris. That's it. He is a schus achil as peiris. Aval ha guf le isha. But the guf adobo, the karen belongs to the isha. And how do we figure this out? V'yukach ben kaka b'oichu peiris. and then you'll buy a kalke with the money. But with the vatan, the kalke belongs to her, and the payers that go out of this kalke will belong to him. So the whole bailis, the whole schus that the baal has over Ishtai, there's a schus achilas peiris in her possessions. But not more than that. The schus that an odin has is completely his. The av al gav, so Taishu says, I see in certain things the metzias eisha lebailo legamri, ein ledamais metzia lematon. Let us not compare metzia to matan. Means Metzia belongs completely to the Baal Ba'isha, but Matane does not belong completely to the Baal Ba'isha. That is what the Ri said. Now, I just like to mention one word in Rashi, which we had learned yesterday, which is will be negayah to us later in the Sugya. Rashi says, "Kinyan the Rashi and Afro Gimel Amid Beis, Kinyan the Isha or Baila Baal Mitzrich Alam." It's not what the Gemara throws in Isha or Baila. It's not the Geos. The Isha Kiyaver Hoyel or Baila Zakoi B'Maisa Yodeho Umitziyosa. So it would seem, and I think the Rida and Rashi in Sanhedrin, that Rashi holds that Matana also belongs completely to the Baal. I say that's how it would seem, but after the Rashi in Sanhedrin, it says claw like that. And not like Taisvus. Taisvus, with the Rim, under the proof that the Schusei Baal are not in any way similar to the Schusei Ha'odan, he says, I feel when someone gives a maton, it's only a shayla v'chilas peilas. And then, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. Now, this yesod, that I feel by maton gufe, it does not belong to the Baal, he says, I have a Yerushalmi. The ksubis b'Yerushalmi, the ksubis peik metzias isha. The Kama Hosam, the Yerushalmi says, Mineima metzias isha l'mayla. Why were Chazal Mesakim that when a woman finds a Metziah, it belongs to the husband? So the Gemara says, Shema Tignaiv Zehuvim. She might have the itchy fingers, his wife. She might steal from someone Zehuvim. And then when the husband asks her, how do you get hold of these Zehuvim? She'll say, Metziah Matzah, I found a Metziah. I'm finished. Now this is mine. So therefore Chazal said, Metziah Se'isha, oh, you found it? Belongs to the husband. Therefore they said, Metziah Se'isha Levailo. So therefore, she has no incentive whatsoever to steal, or unquote, to find Metziah, because it's going to belong to the husband. So Mamela, so we just avoided the crime. By making this takon, we avoided crime. Uporich, like the Gemara. Listen, this is not, you did not avoid crime. Haga atzmacha matane, klayma b'matana atzma nechish lo shema tignoi. No, so she won't say metziye, b'tayma nosnali matane. The Yerushalmi, yes, so good. She knows now. The first time she stole, she said metziye, so the husband took it away. But that didn't daunt her, so the second time, she'll say, someone gave me a matone. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. So what's the kasha? If we will say that matone also belongs to the Baal, so what's the kasha? And the Yerushalmi answers, Meshani matone yesh loker. Oh, a matone, who gave you this matone? Let's mean, matone is Zehuvim, the people know about this. You got a matone. If we will say that by matona the goof also belongs to the Baal, ma'ahisa ma'veches loyma nitno li b'matone. So what's Bechlal the Yerushalmi's kasha? She'll say she got it from Matone. What do you mean? So it goes to the Baal. Elish mami no de mamatone shnos lachem ein lebal elopeis. Ava la guf leisha. Bilu be'eved im nos leachem matone kodin apeiris vaguf. So what is the Ri showing? So the Ri is showing as follows. The Ri is showing that the schusei momoi that a Baal has b'schuyais ishtoi does not come at, is not at all equal to the schusei momoi that an odin has b'schuyais avdoi. So memele, there are certain obstacles we could make by Isha that the husband should not be going to them, which we cannot make by an Eved, because the stronger the schusim are, so the weaker the obstacles will be. So the Ri said as follows, that the Rabbi Netan found a Gemara in the Dorim, that according to Rameya, helps. I feel according to Rameya. So the Rebbeinu Tam said, oh, is that right? We passed on to Rav Sheshes. That was the Rebbeinu Tam. So he says, no, we passed on to Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, Amenasha Teitzei Boy doesn't help. He said, by Eved it doesn't help. But by Isha it will help. They were talking about Isha. You're mixing two cases. We cannot compare Isha to Eved. And the same thing, we had a Gemara that, the Gemara said that a woman could have the food that, Amanashe Labaila Rishusba. So again, the Rebbeinu Tam asked, that doesn't stem according to Rabbi Lozo. So he says, yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also shtem, because the schuyes habal are lesser than the schuyes ha'odin, so therefore smaller obstacles and hurdles can help that he shouldn't be safe. That is the mahalach of the Ri. Agavuche, the Maharsha says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we didn't take, we have a third, and the Gemara Psachim, the Gemara Psachim we didn't take care of. That's the Maharsha Sa'odin. The Gemara Psachim said by an Eved, Amanas, how does the Eved purchases a Korban Pesach for himself? Amanash in L'Rabach Rishusboy. There we have a Gemara by an Eved. Knani, what's going according to Rav Sheish. That's the Mashos Ha'ore. The Ri did not for this guy, this guy. Fine. Vim Taima, Leperish Rabbeinu Tam. Dilla Rav Sheshes, the Rabbeinu Tam said, according to Rav Sheshes, Moyel al Menashe Teitzbe Lecheres Afilu Rameh. That, the Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadish another thing. That according to Rav Sheshes, Afilu according to, we mentioned before, we could say according to Rav Sheshes, nothing helps according to Rameh. The whole Chiddush of Sheshes was, al Menashe al Rabach Leshuspa helps according to the Chameh. That's what we could have said. But Rabbeinu Tam said no. The Rabbeinu Tam said, according to Rav Sheshes, according to Rameya, Menashe Teitzbei Lecheres will help, afil according to Rameya. Is Laperish Rabbeinu Tam, the Rav Sheshes Moyel, Menashe Teitzbei Lecheres, afil le Rameya. In Cain, Amai, Koma Rameya, Bemas Nisim, Bekesef, Al Yidei Atzmai Loi. The mayor said that it's impossible for an Eved to go out l'cheiros. Al yidei atzmoi, it has to be given direct from the acherim to the yodin. You cannot give it to the Eved, because in kinyil Eved b'loy raboi. Oh, al yidei atzmoi, nami mashkachas lo. Boi mal menashe teitzibay l'cheiros. He just said, according to Rav Sheshes, this will help according to Rameir also. So Menashe Teitzibay L'Cheiris belongs to the Eved, and he can be paid himself with this money. And it's good. So what's Pshan the Mishnah? The Shloima, the Chiyai Gavne, Ayidei Acherim mikri. So Taisa says that's really called ayidei achayim. V'loy ayidei atzma. Given the laikana oisam ha'eved legamli. Since the eved was not koinet legamli, he said amenas sheteitze be'lecheres, it's yours only sheteitze be'lecheres. So this is called kesef al yedei acher. Now, I'd like to say about, if this is true is debatable, but I'd like to attempt to say a stickle pshat in Tosfos. This lumbus of whittling down the bailus of the Eved, and this helps. Amanasha takes it by Lechera. So there's two ways we could learn. How much was whittled down? We could learn Pshat that he's telling him as follows. This money is my money. It's my money. I'm giving you a right to use my money, shetetze be'lecheres. That's it. The right is, that is some sort of a bailus. You have a right to use, but not that it's your money for yitzia lecheres. For example, we know that when it comes to an esrig, you need it should be shaloi. Or when I give someone else an esrig, matan nas lahatsa, but normally it is given, it's yours, the Rabbinah speaks about this, what is it yours for? It's yours to be yaitza with. That's it. No? It's not yours to catch. To be yaitza with, then you give it back to me. So we see that there's considered bailus, it's mine to be yaitza with. It's not mine to eat, it's not mine to sell, but it's mine to be yaitza with. But that's called mine. I was makayim ulakachtem lochem. You took your esrig. This is for yait, for being yait, it's my esrig. For any other shimush, it's not my esrig. This is called mine. Here, Taisva says, Tamar de Kekashna, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadish, Amanacha, Taisva, Belecheres, helps according to Rameh. So I have a case that, Kesav HaYidei Atzmai, I'm giving it to you, Amanacha, Taisva, Belecheres. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, but Tam answers, that's not called Ayideya, that's called Ayideya Cheren. It's not called his money. So the Cheren, if we will learn that Amanasha Teitzebe Lecheres means I'm giving you the right to use my money, Shateitzebe Lecheres, but it's not your money, it's not your money, Shateitzebe Lecheres. I'm giving you the right to use my money. So then, the Lashon of Tosfos is very, very understandable. So Tosfos is saying, so then we'll understand what the mikri. It's not called kesef al yedei atzmai. It's not called that he's being paid himself with his money. Even the leikana oisam ha'eved legamri. Now, the word legamri could may have two translations. It could mean he's not koina at all, he's not koina completely. And that's totally in Basimir, the two pshatim which we wanted to say. But if we will say, the leikana oisam ha'eved legamri is not koina at all, he only has a right to use my money. So that's called kesev ha'yedei acher. So memele, so it's very good. So the Mishnah is very good. Va'af al gav. So now Taisa got a little stuck though. I said such a beautiful pshat. L'rabaloza, according to Abaloza, the muki pluktayu bal menash shetetze be'lecheles. That's the machloikis. Rameir in the Chachomim. And the Chachomim say that what? That this is good. And it's kesev al yidei atzma. Kesev ayidei atzmei, according to means, I'm not shetetze be'lecheres. According to Rabbi Loza. So now it's very, very modern. I just told you a minute ago, Amanasha takes away lecheres is called Ayudeya Chayra. But according to Rabbi Loza, Amanasha takes away lecheres, that is the Machlikas Ramein the Chachamim. The Chachamim says Bekesem Ayudeya Asmi, which means Amanasha takes away lecheres. Amanasha takes away lecheres, Mikre Al Yedei Atzmai. That's called Al Yedei Atzmai. Hainu Mishum. The Rabbi Lazar is like, Rabbi Lazar holds, according to Rameya, the Konya Eved, the Kona Rabbe. According to Rameya, whatever it is, the Eved is koined, and automatically the Rabbi is koined. So it's called Kona Eved v'Kona Rabbi. So Memele, so what you call Kona Eved, and therefore it's no good, I call Al Yidei Atzma, it's not Kona Rabbi. Avol Rav Sheish is the Islay Loikonya Rabbi. Rav Sheish is old Loikonya Rabbi, Mikrei Ve'echerim. The machmashem evet kaineyu ela lotzis by leikonya leirabe by dey acherim mikri. So that means how to name it. If it's called aydei atzmai aydei raboi is totally if there'll be a din of kone rabe aydei konya evet. If there's a din of kone rabe, that's what. According to Rabbi Lesser, that's what Rameya holds. So it's called Ayidei Atzmai. But according to Rav Sheshis, it's called Ayidei Echei. Viyu Kosh, Alibid Rabbi Lesser, the Mukit Mektai, Boim Amenah, Shepetz Boi Lecheyes. In Kain, Hayech Motzinu, Lerabon, the Rebbe Kesel, Ayidei Atzmai. Hech matzindu l'rabon and l'ramei b'kes v'dei atzma ev l'ikna l'amana shalir yeitz v'em l'ches ha'dei echemu k'dibina l'meima l'rameya alibe d'rav sheishis. Just like we said, according to Ramei alibe d'rav sheishis, we said that what? That it is called al yedei acherim. So according to the rabon and it's also called al yedei acherim, if it helps. Shloimim, the Rabbonin, Adei Atzmai, the Rameyer Kaimi. They're going on Alibi the Rameyer. The Oma Bekesavai, the Echermain, Adei Atzmai, Loi. Ula Rabbe Lozar, Alibi the Rameyer, Afila Iknu Lehem, Anashi, Yetzibem, Lecheiros. Kon Evet, Kon Rabbe, Ben Yetzibay, Lecheiros. And this Rameyer calls Al Yedei Atzmai, whatever he got, it's considered, it's his, and the Odin gets it. Umikri Shapei Adei Atzmai, Rameya calls this Ayidei Atzmai, which is no good. Whatever he got automatically belongs to the Odin. V'hokaymi Rabbonon, so Rabbonon said, that what you call Ayidei Atzmai, we hold it's good. V'chikom chamoimim b'kesev, v'meh sha'ata koira Ayidei Atzmai, the Kamrit. You said they ne yaitza, filim nosa manash, she yaitza bay lecheiris, anu aimrim she yaitza bay lecheiris. That means, you say this is called al yedei atzmai, and it automatically belongs to the Odin, and there can't be a shicho, there can't be a p'tia. So, what you call al yedei atzmai, we say is good. So that's what Ayidei Atzmai. We in Lomdus really hold it's called Ayidei Acherim because the Kinyan, what he hears in Yenims, it's really called Ayidei Acherim. It's not called Ayidei Atzmai. He doesn't have enough that it should belong to the Yodin. It's called Ayidei Acherim, like Taisu said before. But you called Ayidei Atzmai. Regav Nashkem ben Lezokin, the Beshuas Pek, Beisuk Subis, Tamar Abeloz, the Benyake, Kom Shodom Nishbal, Tainis Atzmai, Dainim Asha Atem, Keirim Tainis Atzmai. So Ayidei Atzmai, what the Chachamim called Ayidei Atzmai, that is, Alibi Derameh, you called this Ayidei Atzmai, You say he possesses enough to go over to the Yodayim. We really call this Ha'idei Acher. What you call Ha'idei Atzmai, Samamela, we say that is good. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Now on the Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line of the Amud. V'rami d'rameya ad'rameya. V'rami d'rabonon ad'rabonon. So we're going to ask now Astira of Rameya, Rameya d'rabonon ad'rabonon. The Sanya. We learned Tabaraisa. Ein isha poide meiser sheini b'loichai. An Isha cannot be Poyde Meiser Sheini B'loi Chaymash. Rab Shimon ben Elozar Eimer Mishim Rameya. Isha Poyde Meiser Sheini B'loi Chaymash. So we have here a Machlokes. We don't know exactly what the case is, but we have it. Rameya says an Isha could be Poyde Meiser Sheini without being Meiser B'chaymash. Nachamim hold this cannot be done. Now let us see what Rashi says so far. In Isha Poyde Meiser Sheini. Kasal Kedaiter Be Meiser Sheini Shehu Mistei Baila. Meiser Sheini that grew from her husband's field. Shehi Kibaila. And if she's Poyde, it's Keilu. The Baal was Poyde. Vikarine Lei Mi Meisroi. And the din is if one is poyde his meiser, he has to give a chaimish. That is what the Tanakhama says. Rab Shimon Alos says b'shem ramei isha poyde b'loy chaimish. The lav didohu, it's not her meiser. V'emisiv a chaimish apidya meisers v'gdeishes elabailim. The owner has to be. She's not the owner. So we have here not understanding clearly. Here are machloikis, the Tanakam and Rameya is speaking of a bailim, and therefore we're Meisav HaChemish. And Rameya says you don't have an opinion of a bailim. So she's been paid to his Meisav, so there's no din of a Sofas HaChemish. So now, Moses, let's start explaining this paraisa. Heichidom, ileime bezuzi de baal. If we are speaking about bezuzi de baal, that means the baal gave her money to be paid for him. Umaisa de baal, and the maisa sheni belongs to the husband. So she's making the maise pidyin on his maise with his money. Shlichus et the baal ka'ovde. So she's a shliach of the baal. And the samamela, this is called a pidyin shel bailim. You have to be maise v'chaymish. So bat v'shat v'ramei. Ve'elo bezuzi dido u'maise didei. It's speaking about her money. And his meiser sheni. Ish omar rachmone veloy isha. Now here we're going to have a very shvera Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Elo, but before shlichus of the, if it's his meiser and his money, my time in the man doma poyde beloy chaimish. That means it's his meiser and his money, and she's doing it b'shlichus. Hello, bezuzi dido, the nichsei meluk. Umaiser didei, misa daisa. So she has money, and she's being paid to his maiser shame. So here we have a machloikis. So it's not a pidyon from the bailam. It's her money. Money and nichsei meluk. So the Gemara asks, Ish omar rachmone v'loi isha. Ish mi maisrei omar rachmone. V'lo isha mimaisa baila, the isha ka'achata. That means, l'cheire means as follows. Rashi had said that it was a svore isha ke'baila. So this shehi kebaila is very included. She and the husband ishta kegufa. The all one. It's all one unit. The husband and the wife. Oye posa echa. So meila haman. I mean, it's all one. It's all one. So even though. So the Gemara wanted to say, but it's not true. If it's she's taking her money from Nichsei Meluk, it's her money, and it's his Maisa Sheini, so have a miyat. The Isha's not like Baila, it's not like the old one. I have a miyat. Ish, ki yigal mi Maisai. So it says, Isha machmana v'loi Isha, Ish mi maisra machmana v'loi Isha mi maisa baila. The Isha ka'achal domi. It's not called that. He's making the pidyon, she's making the pidyon. She's making the pidyon with her money. It's her money. So what's this from the Tanakh? Ela lav ki hai gavne. So we're speaking about the atne lo achal money. We're speaking about that someone was makna ha'amon. Ba'amah lo, al-menash shetivti boi es ha'maisa. This is like a melosa zakimte. And it's yours, shetivti boi es ha'maisa. And so is it called his money or her money? Al-menash shetivti boi es ha'maisa. And the Tanikama holds, it's called his money, and Rameya holds it's called her money. Ve'if cheshemanalu, and here all of a sudden it's v'na'apachu. Before we heard that Rameya holds that that it's called the other's money, and here he says it's called her money. And then according to the Rabbonon, before we had it's called the Eved's money, and here we say it's called the Baal's money. Let us see what Rashi says. So, Amanah shetivti boi, shetiye ki ish acher livtois v'loi chaymesh. You should be ki ish acher livtois v'loi chaymesh. Rabbonon sovri ki omar lo kni, the Rabbanan hold automatically belongs to the Baal. And let us just say what we had mentioned in Tosfos, that Rashi Shita is that by Matana belongs completely to the Baal. It's worse than this. So the Rabbanan hold ki amala kni konalei baila v'chi amala almenas. Then he said almenas etiv debay lav klumo. It doesn't work. Automatically whatever you have belongs to the Baal. Ilka zuzi avinami de Baal. So the money that was given to her, amanasha tivdebay, is the Baal's money. Ushlichusa avdi, ish mi maise krinebay. She's being paid his maise with his money. And tsunoyim don't help. La meya sova, she never belongs to the husband. It's ours. It's ours. So the Gemara asks, so there's a stire, there's a stire, the Chachamim and the Chachamim. Now, so the Marsha asks Akasha, we learned in Taisus, the Ri said, that we can't compare Ishus to Eved. Ishus is always a darga less. So, what's the kasha de Rameya de Rameya? Ach, I believe it's him Tzanachas. Rameya said, Al Menashe Teitz the Melacheles doesn't help because that's the Kenyan that an Odin has The Nitzay Avdoi, nothing helps him. Whatever he has, it goes to the other. He can't have anything. But that's Dafke by Eved, by Isha, it could help. So the Masha is this Kashas. What's the Kashas? The Rameya, the Rameya. So the Masha wants to say, and we'll stop here, about Silvan Ahapachu. The Gemara is this, Kashas, the Rameya, the Rameya, the Rameya. I mean, here we see that each one is changing their Svara. If I don't have a Kashas, the Rameya, the Rameya, fine. So I'll say his Ishas and his Avdus. But we see it's Mamish Punkt Verkehrt and over there. So that is Pshat the Gemara's Kashas.